M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. It could be this coming weekend before Southwest Airlines catches up with its staff and schedules. Not the best of news for stranded passengers all over. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
Southwest Airlines canceled more than 2,500 flights on Wednesday as it tries to emerge from its nationwide computer meltdown.
I looked on flights and the earliest one they have is like January 1st.
Travelers able to book on other airlines are shelling out big bucks for a ticket home.
iFlights got canceled on Tuesday, and then next thing you know, I'm spending about $1,700 on a flight back to Denver where I really didn't have the money, but I didn't have any other choice.
Increased demand for one-way rental cars is also driving up prices for those giving up on the plane ride home.
Weather is still a major problem on both coasts. There's a huge rainstorm in the west, although California badly needs that. And there's all that accumulated snow in and around Buffalo. The city has lifted its mandatory ban on driving, but Mayor Byron Brown says
a travel advisory will be in place as the storm cleanup continues and lots of equipment will be on city streets hauling and removing snow.
Overseas, at just about the precise 10-month mark of Vladimir Putin's invasion, Ukraine reporting an early morning barrage of Russian missiles throughout the country.
We're getting reports from officials across the country that Russia has launched another wave of missiles targeting cities across Ukraine. Explosions have been reported in many regions across the country, and officials are saying that this is because air defense has been activated.
That is the BBC's Yu Bashega in Kyiv. In Asia, more than 10 people are reported dead in a casino fire in Cambodia. Nato, Rome, and the watch on the health of the current pope and the previous one. Pope Francis has asked for prayers for 95-year-old ex-Pope Benedict, whose health is reported by the Vatican to be deteriorating. But correspondent Chris Livesay adds,
earlier this month, Pope Francis revealed that he's already drafted his own resignation letter, and he's had it ready since 2013, ever since he became pope. And this was in case his own health deteriorated to such a place that he was no longer capable of fulfilling his role as pope.
With the new upsurge in COVID cases in China, the U.S. announced new COVID-19 testing requirements for all travelers from China. Republican George Santos, elected to Congress from Long Island and Queens, New York, but found to have fabricated much of his alleged history, now the subject of investigations.
The Republican District Attorney of Nassau County says she's looking into whether any of those fabrications amounted to crimes.
That is correspondent Jerika Duncan, and this is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS20.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, and our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Now, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Whoa! Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Capital. And take over the country and its government within a few days, maybe take a couple of weeks. Well, that, of course, didn't happen. And what instead ensued was this prolonged, unbelievable invasion of Russian forces into Ukraine. And it's been a pretty much of a nightmare ever since. And the reason Karen and I got involved is we've been friends with Joan Baez, the iconic folk singer, for years. And she's become a portrait artist, and she painted this beautiful portrait of President Zelensky of Ukraine and then sold prints of it and raised about $125,000. And just to get to the point here, she asked me to help her figure out where to donate it to. So we did, and we went to our first visit to the region, visiting with Warsaw, Poland, and Ukrainian refugees, children, and mostly moms. But that was the first of four visits, and the last three have been to Ukraine as well as Poland. And what we've decided to do in the beginning of this endeavor, and when we first formalized the not-for-profit organization that you mentioned, the Ukraine Children's Action Project, we tried to figure out a niche for us that would make sense for our background and experience and for what we think are very pressing needs for the children of Ukraine, both the ones that have been displaced from the east and sought safety in the west of the country. Those are called internally displaced people, as well as the people that are actually refugees and have moved to other countries, Poland being the largest recipient of these refugees. And it's been unbelievable. But, you know, before the war started, Tom, there were 7.5 million kids in Ukraine. As we speak right now, 5 million of those children are displaced either within Ukraine or outside of Ukraine. And this led us to think about what are these children actually needing right now? Well, the two biggest problems beyond the immediate humanitarian needs of food and medicine and protection are the enormous amount of psychological trauma that they've experienced, and secondly, the discontinuity of their education. So those were our two original areas of focus, in addition to which, as a pediatrician, we've set up programs to help train pediatric specialists there. But all this was going along, and we're doing quite well with the foundation. We have quite a few very interesting people on the board of advisors. But on October 10th, the situation in Ukraine switched from a war in some sort of traditional sense with the invasion by Russia to a full-blown campaign of terror aimed at the civilian population of Ukraine. And this has been a nightmare, and I'm sure you and your listeners have read a lot about what actually is happening there. But the Russians are targeting the infrastructure of Ukraine that provides electricity and heat and clean water, etc. And here we are with the day before yesterday, the wind chill factors, temperatures in Ukraine were in the 12 degree range, so sub-freezing. Oh my God. We have 10 or 15 million, at least now, Ukrainian civilians, including millions of children, who are facing a winter from hell. And this is what we've now accelerated, a number of humanitarian efforts that we've engaged in, which include winter clothes for children and wood-burning stoves, and now intense focus on generators. More to say, but yeah, that's a long enough intro, I think, here, Tom.
Yeah, sure. We're talking with Dr. Erwin Rentlener. He is a pediatrician and child advocate. He started the Ukraine Children's Action Project. UkraineCAP.org is the website. Very easy to find. It's also the Twitter handle. And as I said, I have donated to this charity, and I encourage you to check it out. Dr. Rentlener, how are you getting aid into Ukraine? I realize there may be some things you can't tell us because, you know, you don't want supply lines to be attacked or whatever. But, you know, how does that work?
So the principle is, I think a lot of people who are feeling great empathy with what's happening there want to know what is it that they can do as individuals. And I think the first cautionary note is that it's very difficult to manage donation of physical objects. Like if you wanted to donate a generator, actually buying it in the States or in Western Europe and then delivering it, especially shipping from the U.S., is really a logistic impossibility, basically. So what we've done is that the money we've raised, we have a small group of people that are helping us. First of all, we have one employee who is a Ukrainian woman, fantastic, and we've set up a regional office for the Ukraine Children's Action Project in Lviv in Western Ukraine. But we also have two extraordinary volunteers, Ukrainians. And as we speak, actually, they just returned from their latest trip to a city in Poland where there's a large factory manufacturing generators. And we're buying hundreds of them. And so we raised the money. We have been there ourselves many times, so that we're able to understand the dynamics there. But the two volunteers, Vlad and Keddy, will go. They'll shop for whatever it is we need. And they are extremely reliable. And they will arrange the delivery and installation of these generators, for example. We did the same thing with wood-burning stoves last month. So the need is tremendous, and we've worked out the logistics, and after many years of working with not-for-profits, Tom, Karen and I are literally obsessed with making sure that what we do is transparent. We're on the ground, we're hands-on, and it's one of the things that's always sort of troubled me a little about some of the larger organizations. It's impossible to find out what happened exactly with your donations. We've taken the opposite stand, and we just wanted to reassure people, much as we can, that every dollar that's contributed will go to providing what's needed there. Our overhead is really low. It's 8%, and it's all working.
That's absolutely amazing. You know, having been involved with charities for years and years, I totally get it, and I'm so glad to see what you're doing here. Dr. Erwin Rentlener, the website is UkraineCAP.org, as in Ukraine Children's Action Project, CAP, Children's Action Project, and also UkraineCAP on Twitter. Check it out. This is a great charity. It's the end of the year. It's tax deductible, I'm assuming, Dr. Rentlener?
Oh, very much so, okay. Of course.
Thank you so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for the opportunity.
Great talking with you. We'll be right back.
Good holiday.
Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. But please check out UkraineCAP.org, the Ukraine Children's Action Project. And welcome back. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was just thinking about how Congress, they create a bill, and that creates a law, and that goes on the books. Mm-hmm. Is there something that has a deadline or an end date for those laws? Because it seems like if there's a law on the books from 50 years ago or 70 years ago, it would still be there. And yet Republicans seem to not notice that or completely ignore them if it's not convenient. So I'm just wondering why are, you know, are these laws that just go defunct after a certain number of years?
Sometimes there's an expiration date built into a law. More often, that has to do with appropriations and expenditures, because it is possible to pass legislation through the Senate with a simple majority vote if it's done through a process called reconciliation. Reconciliation can only, which can't be filibustered. Reconciliation only applies to legislation that involves raising or spending money, and reconciliation only lasts 10 years. And so that's why, you know, a lot of, you know, tax cuts and other things, you know, expire after 10 years. But generally speaking, criminal laws, once they're on the books, and most of your criminal law, by the way, is created by states, not by the federal government. They're, you know, the number of crimes, federal crimes is really small relative to the number of state crimes. In fact, until John Kennedy was murdered, there was no federal law against murder, for example, because it was always prosecuted by the states. So generally speaking, laws don't vanish and don't expire. They're just there. But it's a great question, Sandra. Thanks for the call and asking for it. And happy holidays, Malcolm in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. Hey, Malcolm, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom. My issue is with Liz Cheney and the fact that so many people associated with Trump are given immunity, like it's beads at Mardi Gras, for example. Cash Patel was given immunity with the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, but at the same time, he's fundraising, selling merchandise.
Wait a minute. Who gave him immunity and how? What are you talking about?
It was given on November 3rd, 2022. You can Google it. He was given immunity in exchange for testimony.
Oh, the January 6th committee had, you know, they could have given him immunity against prosecution for contempt of Congress. But I don't think they have the power to give him immunity from prosecution for an actual crime.
It's the Justice Department and
the DOJ
And they also granted immunity to the fake electorates in Georgia in exchange for testimony. The same.
Well, that means that Cash Patel's testimony is going to be used to put Trump in jail.
I mean, we can only think, but it's just ironic that Liz Cheney declined to go after the same Republicans that were tweeting Nancy Pelosi's location while the Capitol was being stormed.
Yeah.
But yet we're outraged that the event happened, yet they don't have to answer for anything. Because we've already given insurrectionists 1 week in jail, 2 days in jail, probation, and then they sit on the couch on Fox News the same night only to say that they'll do it again. And you have Lauren Boebert calling them prisoners of war and handing them folded up flags, the same Republicans that she declined to go after.
Yeah, I get it, Malcolm. And I would have liked the January 6th committee to be much more aggressive, particularly with their own colleagues in dealing with this. I think that they failed badly in that regard. And it appears that a lot of that is because it was a bipartisan effort and Liz Cheney did not want to be going after Republicans, you know, other than the people who were just terribly conspicuously guilty. But I totally get your sentiments. Yeah, there you go. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. Yesterday, I made I made a donation to a charity that I am so impressed by, and I encourage you to do the same. It's the Ukraine Children's Action Project. There we go. I'm missing the words here right on time. I'm not seeing it right. Anyway, and it's run by Dr. Erwin Redlener, or started. He's a pediatrician and child advocate. He's a senior research scholar at Columbia University, the National Center for Disaster Preparedness, NCDP. He's the author of The Future of Us and Americans at Risk. The website is ukrainecap.org, ukrainecap.org, and that's also the Twitter handle, or Erwin Redlener MD on Twitter. Or CH Fund. Dr. Redlener, welcome to the program. Tell us about ukrainecap.org, the Ukraine Children's Action Project.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me, Tom. And this has been really an incredibly intense situation for me and for my wife, Karen. We've been working together, by the way, for 51 years, having met in Lee County, Arkansas, a long time ago. But one of the things that we have spent our lives thinking about are children who live in an extreme amount of adversity, whether it's homelessness in New York or refugees. I've met with and visited Syrian refugees in refugee camps in Greece, etc. So when the invasion of Russia invasion by Russia of Ukraine happened on February 24th. And by the way, really, this war has its roots in 2014 when Russia annexed the Ukrainian area called Crimea. In any case, on February 24th, the Russians launched a major invasion, hoping to get into the country with hundreds of thousands of troops, get into the capital, and take over the country and its government within a few days, maybe take a in the beginning of this endeavor, when we first formalized the not-for-profit organization that you mentioned, the Ukraine Children's Action Project, we tried to figure out a niche for us that would make sense for our background and experience and for what we think are very pressing needs for the children of Ukraine, both the ones that have been displaced from the east and sought safety in the west of the country. Those are called internally displaced people, as well as the people that are actually refugees and have moved to other countries, Poland being the largest recipient of these refugees. And it's been unbelievable. But, you know, before the war started, Tom, there were 7.5 million kids in Ukraine. As we speak right now, 5 million of those children are displaced either within Ukraine or outside of Ukraine. And this led us to think about what are these children actually needing right now? Well, the two biggest problems beyond the immediate humanitarian needs of food and medicine and protection are the enormous amount of psychological trauma that they've experienced. And secondly, the discontinuity of their education. So those are our two original areas of focus, in addition to which, as a pediatrician, we've set up programs to help trained pediatric specialists there. But all this was going along, and we're doing quite well with the foundation. We have quite a few very interesting people on the board of advisors. But on October 10th, the situation in Ukraine switched from a war in some sort of traditional sense with the invasion by Russia to a full-blown campaign of terror aimed at the civilian population of Ukraine. And this has been a nightmare. And I'm sure you and your listeners have read a lot about what actually is happening there. But the Russians are targeting the infrastructure of Ukraine that provides electricity and heat and clean water, etc. And here we are with the day before yesterday, the wind chill factors temperatures in Ukraine were in the 12-degree range, so sub-freezing. Oh, we have 10 or 15 million, at least now, Ukrainian civilians, including millions of children, who are facing a winter from hell. And this is what we've now accelerated, a number of humanitarian efforts that we've engaged in, which include winter clothes for children, and wood-burning stoves, and now intense focus on generators. More to say, but yeah, that's a long enough intro, I think.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Southwest Airlines has got a lot of catching up to do. 58% of its flights already scrubbed today, according to FlightAware. And then there's all that lost luggage.
I had a pink Nike bag and then like a pink hardcover one. Hoping it's here.
Guess what?
And then when I got here, my bag was not here. They said that it was coming on a different flight or something.
That in Oakland. Turning overseas, a new round of Russian missile attacks in Ukraine 10 months after Putin's invasion. The BBC's Hugo Bachega in Kyiv.
Explosions heard in Odessa. Also here in the Kyiv region, officials are saying that this is because air defense has been activated.
Pope Francis asks for prayers for his predecessor, whose health is reported deteriorating.
Back in 2013, Benedict became the first pope in more than 600 years to resign, saying he was no longer well enough to run the church.
That is CBS News correspondent Jerika Duncan. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Hey, we've got a special report here. This is from a John Robbins piece called Realities for the 90s. The amount of soy grown in the U.S. consumed by livestock, 90%. The amount of corn grown in the U.S. consumed by livestock, 80%. How frequently a child on Earth dies as a result of malnutrition or starvation? Every 2.3 seconds. The amount of total United States grain production consumed by livestock, 70%. The amount of U.S. grain exports consumed by livestock, 66%. The number of children who die as a result of starvation every day, 38,000. The amount of the world grain harvest consumed by livestock throughout the 1980s, half. The number of people who will die as a result of malnutrition and starvation this year, 20 million. The number of people who could be nourished with the nutritional value of the grain used to produce meat, 7. And it goes on from there. There's a whole video that summarizes all this stuff that you can find over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. It's 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls. Well, actually, let me just finish up this one story, and then I'll pick up your phone calls, starting with Waddell in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'll get to you in just a minute, but I wanted to share with you what's going on with this $1.7 trillion deal that has been worked out in large part with three lawmakers. This was Pat Leahy. This is his last time in Congress. And Richard Shelby. Pat Leahy is a Democrat from Vermont. Richard Shelby is a Republican from Alabama. They're both retiring. These two men, old men, I think they're both in their 80s now, have over their careers put together all kinds of bipartisan legislation. They work together, these two guys, and they've been working with Rosa DeLauro, the Democrat from Connecticut in the House of Representatives, to put together this bill. And it's got, the Democrats didn't get everything they wanted in this thing. In fact, the Republicans put a ceiling on domestic spending. So the Democrats could not expand welfare programs or benefits to anybody. They wanted to continue with a package of tax credits that could have aided low-income families with children, the child tax credit. The Republicans said, no, we won't go along with that. But what they did approve was improving pandemic readiness, although they're cutting back on $10 billion that Biden wanted for free shots and things. They are going to extend some Medicaid benefits. They're going to help Americans save for retirement. They're going to ban TikTok on government devices. And they're going to change the way the country counts all presidential electoral votes. That's the Electoral Count Act has been rolled into this piece of legislation. So it also has, it's a 4,000-page bill. And it's got $44.9 billion in emergency economic and military aid to Ukraine as well, by the way. And so, this is something that, if it doesn't pass, then I believe it's tomorrow. It might be this Friday. But this week, the government shuts down and any government employee stops getting a paycheck, including our military. And all these terrible things happen that Republicans love to have happen. And Kevin McCarthy is trying to force that shutdown right now. Kevin wants to be a Speaker of the House so desperately, and he's 5 votes short. And so he has been going to these hardcore right-wing members of Congress and say, what do you, of the House, saying, what do you need to get the vote? And they're basically like, blow up the government. I mean, these are the people who are living on money from right-wing billionaires who think that our government is bloated and taking too many of their tax dollars to begin with. And so McCarthy is proposing to shut down the government. He's saying that we shouldn't even discuss this legislation until next January when the Republicans, after January 6th, when the Republicans have been sworn in and taken over the House of Representatives, which means that the federal government will be in default for at least weeks. And he's really working on this. I mean, he went so far as to say Chip Roy actually wrote the letter, the House whip. He's McCarthy's kind of, he will be McCarthy's number two. And to the Republicans in the Senate, to individual Republicans in the Senate, saying, if you vote for this piece of legislation, for the next 2 years, any bill that you're a chief author of will not get a vote in the House of Representatives. Which is like, kind of political death. So I just wanted to flag that for you, point it out. I mean, this is like serious stuff. But all that said, as I said before, it's anything goes holidays, whatever's on your mind. And, of course, I've been ranting about a lot of things here the last 2 hours. So picking up your phone calls, Waddell in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hey, Waddell, what's up?
Yeah, good afternoon, Tom. I just wanted to bring to those out there attention about a very serious and a very disgrace of a matter about the Black Veterans Project. And as a disabled Vietnam era veteran, I just caught wind of it, and I wanted to know if maybe your show could reach out to Mr. Blackshear, the top person in that's spearheading this project to facilitate the VA's admittance of the discrimination of Black veterans, past and still going on, and to highlight that on your show. Any veteran, any color, should be. It's a national disgrace.
Sure. Don't put this out on the air right now. I'm going to hand you back off to Joyce if this is the case. But do you have the contact information for these people, or can you give us the URL or the website or anything like that?
It's the Black Veterans Project, and it's a lawsuit in. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, and it's a lawsuit in progress now.
Okay. All right, we'll check it out, Waddell. Sean made a note just now, and she books the show, so we'll see what we can find out. I'm sorry I don't know about it right off the top of my head, but thanks for the flag. I appreciate that. And happy holidays to you and your family. Jill in Princeton, Minnesota. Hey, Jill, what's on your mind today?
Oh, my Lord. Tom, I've been ill. I'm talking about corporate personhood and how to kill. You had a great buy-off. Oh, why?
Okay.
What do we need to do?
Jill, I'm sorry. I'm having a really hard time understanding you. I think there's something wrong with your phone, but thank you for the call. Bill in East Los Angeles. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I think I'm about a week late, but, I wanted to talk about all the sort of pie-in-the-sky talk about nuclear fusion that was going on last week.
Yeah.
Did you talk about it much?
I did. I said I thought, there's a possibility that we'll remember this as a Wilbur and Orville moment. Since I said that, I've had a couple of people on the show, particularly the folks from Beyond Nuclear, who have pointed out that Lawrence Livermore is really a weapons lab, and that's really what's going on there. They use these super lasers that they're using for this fusion in order to test nuclear weapons. And so this,
right.
This is more of a boondoggle than it is a possibility. I don't know. Time will tell. I'm hopeful still. I mean, it'd be cool to be able to create energy out of hydrogen. I mean, the hydrogen is super abundant.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, Livermore was created because Edward Teller wanted his own lab, and he was obsessed with the idea of a hydrogen bomb, back in the, back in the 40s. But anyway, have they talked about, for instance, just the flat out misleading information that has been on the lips of every reporter on this, that, they got back more energy than they put in. I mean, because, that's
how is that not true? The information I saw said 120% return on energy investment, as it were. How is that not true?
It's not true because what they're reporting is the amount of energy that was actually, that the lasers actually hit the target with. The laser energy that actually ignited the fusion amounted to about 2 megajoules. But it took 300 megajoules to drive those lasers, and they got back 3. Lasers are enormously inefficient.
Yeah,
it's basic to how they operate. So anyway, there's that. So that's the first big, bit of misinformation in the press. The other thing is also, whenever stories like this comes out, we get told that this is the clean, limitless energy source of the future. Every single time we're told this.
Well, fusion really is, Bill. I mean, it's just that it's 93 million miles away from us.
93 million miles away is a very safe. It's a very safe energy source.
That's right.
Then and with the Earth's magnetic field protecting us from all of the cosmic radiation that it creates, we're pretty safe. But a fusion reaction The detail, because the details are producing a fusion reaction on the Earth and not on the Sun, and not in the center of the Sun, you end up with having to use things like tritium, which produce a lot of neutrons, and irradiate, in fact, irradiate the structures around them. You can find, for instance, a paper in the Institute of Physics website just talking about the problems, not having any answers yet. We're talking about the problems, for instance, of nuclear waste from a nuclear fusion reactor. Fusion reactors are not clean. They irradiate themselves.
Right.
And
so the material that makes up the containment vessel itself over time becomes radioactive because of the continuous bombardment by neutrons. Now, I totally get it, Bill.
Right.
And I'm a little less enthusiastic than I I'm a lot less enthusiastic than I was. We've got fusion power is a great idea, and we have a giant fusion reactor 93 million miles away, and if we simply put solar panels on every house and commercial building and government building in America, and threw up a few windmills, we would, which is also arguably solar power, although there is kinetic energy, the Earth's spinning, I suppose, we would be in good shape, and we don't need all this stuff. So, Bill, spot on. Thank you very much for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Are you feeling sad and depressed? Are you anxious, worried about the future, feeling isolated and alone? You might be suffering from capitalism. Symptoms include homelessness, unemployment, poverty, hunger, feelings of powerlessness, fear, listlessness, disenfranchisement, isolation, loss of identity, self-loathing, feelings of guilt, loss of free speech, incarceration, fines, suicidal thoughts, death, or revolution. Now, that's kind of the funny one, but the serious thing is that capitalism, unregulated capitalism, unrestrained, laissez-faire, neoliberal capitalism, no income tax capitalism, no regulation capitalism, does produce this kind of a crisis. And we need to acknowledge that. We need to, and you know, thank goodness we are moving in the right direction, I think, back toward regulated capitalism, like Franklin Roosevelt gave us, rather than the unregulated neoliberal capitalism of the Trump years. I got a video about this over at TomHartmann.com. You can check it out. Tag, you're it. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Bob in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob, happy holidays. What's up?
Well, happy holidays to you, Tom, and bless you for all the good work you've done through the years.
Thank you. I'll take all the blessings I can get. What's on your mind today, Bob?
We need them. And the story about the reindeer was fascinating, and then I'll get to what I was going to say, but I just have to say the reindeer thing's fascinating. I've always lived near the woods, if not for just a few short periods in my life, and I've observed the animals eating mushrooms and things, and it's very interesting. I wonder if the red mushrooms with the white spots on them here do the same thing.
They're the same mushroom. They are. Yeah, it's the same mushroom. You don't want to eat them because they will poison you. But if you can get a reindeer to eat them and you can find some yellow snow, you're in good shape.
Oh. I can relate to observing the animals here in northeastern Oklahoma and in western Arkansas and so forth. And it's interesting. Yeah. And it's interesting what people do with chemistry. Basic chemistry is kind of like what I call simple physics, which leads me to another thing, which is that I was talking with a loved one years ago about their friend who had a son who worked at the radioactive laboratories. And he said, what else would he do with his physics degree? And I said, there's a myriad of things he could do with a physics degree other than working for the nuclear industry, you know. So there's that. I wanted to say about Kevin McCarthy, my point is, who's going to come in and destroy his future political career? Who's going to level the playing field again, get these Trumpsters out of the way of our efforts towards democracy? Who's going to come in and stand up to the likes of the Kevin McCarthy?
Well, this is the possibility that I'm seeing, Bob, is that this internecine warfare, this battle within the Republican Party, between, you know, the literally the kind of libertarian wing, the I call them the cokehead wing, you know, the hardcore right-wing that doesn't think we should even have a government, by and large, other than for the military and the courts to protect the property of wealthy people and the police. The battle between them and the battle and Republicans who think that, yeah, we should actually have a government. We just, you know, it shouldn't necessarily do exactly what it's doing right now.
That battle is going to create so much dysfunction over the next 2 years as the Republicans take over the House of Representatives. I'm thinking that by the 2024 election, a lot of Americans are going to be looking at the Republican Party going, we don't want to have anything to do with you guys. I mean, maybe I'm a hopeless optimist. I will cop to that. But, I suspect that it's going to be the voters. In answer to your what may have been a rhetorical question, you know, who's going to take these guys out? I think it's going to be the voters.
Can I respond?
Please.
Oh, well, I've witnessed this seesaw, you know, what my dad used to call the pendulum. I've witnessed it all my life. It's,
yep.
The situation's getting worse on the ground in terms of humans living on the earth. We need sustainable agriculture, sustainable energy. And if we don't have it soon, and if we don't do it commonly as a culture, we're gonna be at odds with each other. No doubt about it.
Yeah. You can't be at odds with nature and not harm humanity. Bob, brilliant. Thank you very much, and happy holidays to you and your family. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, you got about a minute and a half here. You got a quick one?
Yeah, quickie. Happy holidays to all of the gang there.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tom, I just wanted to touch on this issue about immigrants. The United States is responsible for this immigration problem with the sanctions that we're imposing on these countries, and also these terrible trade agreements, the CAFTA trade agreements that we have with these countries that create poverty, low wages, and companies, they have no environmental regulations in a lot of these countries. And so, yeah, we are creating these problems, and you have this huge inflow of immigrants trying to come here and to make a living because we are creating the problem. And I take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you don't need to take your answer off the air, Alfredo. I agree. We need comprehensive immigration reform. We need policies that are, you know, broadly popular and agreed on. We need to be working with our partners in the other countries, and we need to acknowledge that we played a role in screwing up Central America. And the climate change is playing a role in screwing up Central America, and we have an obligation there, I believe.
Yeah, but the sanctions too, Tom, you know, these sanctions that we're imposing in El Salvador, Nicaragua, Venezuela, these are also creating poverty in these countries. Yeah.
I agree. I didn't know that we were imposing sanctions on any of the Central American countries. I thought it was just Venezuela.
No, we are, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I thank you for that. I'm going to have to learn more about that. Alfredo, thank you very much for the call. Yes, I completely agree with your perspective. Thank you. We will continue into the third hour of the program with Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership to say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder,
and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.